at a half foot to a foot.
And what are your individual goals for this year?
My individual goals, they would be to be able to push harder, you know. I really want to get some tackles in the backfield this year, you know, just be a little quicker on my feet, get through the line. I like to, individually, I'd like to make a lot of sacks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wendell Campbell. We're here in Garland, Iowa, GMG Wolverines versus North Manhattan Warhawks. Kicking off game two, Friday Night Lights. Wendell Campbell, we're coming to you live from Garland, Iowa. GMG versus North of Hatch, a few technical difficulties we get running here. North of Hatch has taken the opening kickoff up past midfield. Great run by Richard, the run left there by Scott.
This is the camera coming live to you from Garland, Iowa, GMG versus Warhawks. Having a few technical difficulties getting connected in here, but we're going to have do our best to make it through here. North of Hatch can take a timeout with 8 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Up past past midfield, ball spotted on the GMG 34-yard line. North of Hatch coming up on a third down and long here. Take a minute to thank Crow Row Antiques, McGriff's, Gardner Collier Jewelry, American Cleaning, Madigat Pharmacy, Brian Seed Company, Boyd U.S. Cellular, and Slumberland. It's not all our sponsors. We'll get to them in a minute. Far side of the field, North Mahaska, shotgun formation, two receivers short. Ball snapped. Throws in the air, in between three defenders. GMG, interception down the 10-yard line. Richards threw that into tight coverage there. Had the defender front and back. GMG comes away with the football on the turnover. He had another receiver on that short side of the field. I'm not sure if he saw him open or not. Wolverine's going to get a first and 10 deep in their own territory. The North Mahaska, the kickoff, they elected to receive here the first half. Touchback on the kickoff, took over on the 20-yard line. A couple runs by Stockdale, a couple runs by Richards, getting them up onto the other side of the field, and now a turnover is going to give GMG the ball deep. GMG ball near side. Two wide receivers short. Snap is fumbled. Running back's going to fall on it. Give us a chance to look at our defensive starters for North Mahaska tonight. A couple seniors on the defensive line, Taylor Legbold and Aaron Boonder. Defensive tackles, one of the two sophomores on this defensive starting line, Colton Davis and Austin Lampier, a junior there on the defensive tackle. Our linebackers, two more seniors, Chase Kohler and Brock Colpeter. All five seniors on this North Mahaska team playing on the defensive side of the ball. GMG again, this is going to be second and long.
and off left side, off left tackle, up for 2 yards. Going to pick up what he lost on the fumble. It's going to be number 24, Brock Polpeter on the tackle. Filled that gap and brought him in. It's going to bring a 3rd and 10 for GMG deep in their own end zone. I'm sorry, deep on their end of the field. Their huddles lined up just about in the end zone here. We'll go back. Our defensive starters, linebackers, like I said, seniors Chase Kohler and Brock Polpeter. Juniors Carson Stogtill and A.J. Hibbler lining out the linebackers. Cornerback Justin Richards, Jacob Bortel, the other sophomore in this defensive front, and Trent Wanders, the safety. GMG, the snap, back to pass, ball's high, pushed off, ball's in, we got a flag on the field. They're going to get the interception in North Mahaska. What a diving catch. Going to look and see what happens here. Looked like Polpeter was back in coverage on that one and made the interception. We got to huddle the officials here. If they're going to let this one stand, that's an interception for North Mahaska on their GMG 40-yard line. Looked like there was a little bit of pushing and shoving there in the secondary by both sides. I'm not sure. The flag came from the near side of the field here. North Mahaska still has their defense on the field. Their officials are meeting to sort this thing out. It's going to give us a chance to go back here. Okay, the secondary, Justin Richards, the senior, Jacob Bortel, and safety, junior Trent Wanders, starting for tonight. Officials are looking at it here. The officials are going to make a determination on what just happened here. They're going to lay the flag off on that play. So they're going to get the interception to Polpeter up at the 40-yard line. The GMG's quarterback dropped back, kind of put that one up for grabs, a little bit of both sides, and North Mahaska is going to take over on the GMG side of the field. First and 10 on the 40. We're going to give you the offensive starters here in just a minute. Apologize for the technical difficulties as we got started tonight, but I think we've got things sorted out. We're glad you joined us here on KIIC.6, streaming live on the Internet, your tablet or your smartphone. We're going to be bringing you Friday Night Lights all season long. We got 9 high schools we're following. We have 6:32 to left go here in the first quarter. Richards under center, hands off left side to Stogdale. Stogdale goes around the corner, picks up 4, close to 5. Stockton last week against Belle Plaine, bread and butter for a good portion of the game, had a tough time getting the first half going, got some positive yards, scored in the second half. North Mahaska looking to pick up their first victory of 2013. 6 away left here in the first quarter, 2nd and 5, ball on the GMG 35-yard line. Richards under center, 3 backs, I formation, handoff to the up back. He stopped right. He reversed his field to the other side. Got to make it back almost to the line of scrimmage. Going to bring a 3rd and 5. Looking at the backfield, starting the offense for North Mahaska, quarterback senior Justin Richards, running back junior Carson Stogdill, wing back junior A.J. Hibbler, fullback junior Trey Rutledge. Split in here, a little bit of a change in the offensive line, in the offensive lineup for Coach Arad and the Warhawks. Trent Wanders, junior, this is his first start here in 2013. Ball middle of the field, North Mahaska, 3rd and 5. 2 down backs. Take the handoff. Nice pass to the near side of the field. That's Richards. Richards pass complete to Chase Kohler. That's going to be enough for a first down. Warhawks bring him inside the 30-yard line, down about the 27. It's going to be 1st and 10 Warhawks with 5:16 to go here in the first quarter. 0-0 so far. So far in this one, 5:12 to go, 1st and 10, ball on the 27-yard line. We're going to give you the offensive line here in just a second. They line up 3 backs, I formation, 2 tight ends, near side of the field, moving right to left, toss to Stogdale around the right side, good block, picked up into the secondary, made it back. He's going to have enough. He's going to be up close for a first down, a great run for Stogdale. He's going to pick up 10. This is going to be real close to a first down for the Warhawks. Inside 5 minutes, we're still 0-0 here in the first quarter. Gives us a chance to look at our defensive or offensive line here. Center senior Taylor Legville moving over from that offensive guard position over to center. Him and Skyler Myers take a switch there. Skyler's offensive guard here tonight. I formation ball far side of the field. Richards takes a snap, handoff to the outback. Handoff to Relish. They did have a second down there, very short. That was enough for the first down, so that's going to put the ball inside the GMG 15-yard line. But as I was saying earlier, talked to Coach Arrett today. Little change, leg bowl moving over to center. Had a couple of transition issues last week, especially in the shotgun formation. Hoping they got those figured out here this week in practice. Sophomore Colton Davis, the only starting sophomore on this North Mahaska team. Juniors Austin Lanfear at the corner of Hudnut, offensive tackle, offensive guard. And tight end Chase Kohler, the other senior here on the offensive side. Middle of the field, high formation, toss left to Stockhill. Stockhill following his blockers, gets back up half the line of scrimmage, going to pick up one, maybe two. Stockhill picking up some positive yards, close to three. He fell forward. They're going to give him 3 yards on that. That's going to bring a second and seven. Ball on the GMG 11-yard line. We got 3:35 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Wolverine 0, Warhawk 0. Ball near side of the field. Two backs. Quick handoff. Little inside reverse. And inside the five, down close to the goal line. He's going to be stopped just short there. A.J. Hiller gets down inside the five, real close to the goal line. He's going to have inside the one. And it's going to be enough for a first down for the Warhawks. First and goal to go just inside the one-yard line for North Mahaska. They are definitely moving the ball a lot better here this week. Maybe last week a little first game jitters with our kickoff classic on Friday Night Lights here on KIIC. We got 3 minutes to go here in first quarter. North Mahaska, I formation, two tight ends, middle of the field. Rich is going to take it up the middle, across the goal line for the score. Touchdown, North Mahaska. Touchdown, Warhawks. 2:57 to go here in the first quarter. That's going to be 6-0. We're going to see if we're going to go for two here or kick the extra point. North Mahaska taking the interception up around the 40. And about six plays, they're taking it down. Big pass play for Richards. They're going to line up for two. Line up for two here. Four wide receivers, all middle of the field, man in motion near side. Shotgun, Richards drops back to pass. He's got a man short of the goal line. Ball's going to be knocked down. Two-point conversion failed on that one. Take it to the 6-0. Warhawks over GMG with 2:57 here and going in the first quarter. That's going to give us a chance to give a thanks out to our sponsors. Without them, we wouldn't be able to bring this to you. Again, I'm blessed to be able to have the opportunity to do this, my second game here in 2013. Friday Night Lights, KIIC, bringing you 9 high school games on Friday night. Between North Mahaska, we've got Alvia, Sheraton, Wayne of Corn, and Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, Davis County, Sigourney, Peak, and Indianola, all between KIIC on the FM side and then streaming live on your tablet or your smartphone. I think I got it wrong a couple times last week, but it's KIICradio.com is the website. You can download the free app through the iTunes store or the Android, the Google store. Again, we're going to be bringing you nine Friday Night Light games every Friday night. And after the Friday Night Lights, it's going to be the Locker Room Show live from the White Buffalo in Albia. Immediately following the action, it's going to be right here on KIIC. We're going to talk to the coaches from all over Southern Iowa. We're going to talk to those of us that are bringing you the game. We're going to break it down, all the scores on one station, 96.7 KIIC. North Mahaska getting set to kick off, going right to left on your radio dial. Gives us a chance to make Crowlow Antiques. It's the one where you find the greatest selection of unusual antiques in Iowa, something old arriving every day. And if they don't have it, Linda and Cheryl, they will find it for you. Crowlow Antiques on Main Street in New Sharon, Iowa is the place to go. North Mahaska lining to kick off here. They're going to be kicking right to left. GMG with three men deep. Short kick up into the second. Fields at about the 35-yard line. Runs it up through the middle, past the 40, 45. Big scrum around the 45. I think all 11 of North Mahaska players got in on that one. So a short kick, about a 10-yard return for GMG. They're going to be taking over the ball. On their own 45-yard line, they'll be moving left to right here. Give us a chance to thank McGriff's there in New Sharon for all your farm and home projects. Thank McGriff's in New Sharon. They carry Red Brand steel posts and standard and heavy duty, including wood posts, creosote, barbed and woven wire, and so much more. Well, this year, Farmer Home Supply in South Central Iowa, proud to support New Sharon High School Athletics. Go Warhawks. GMG coming out to take the ball here with 2:48 to go in the first quarter. Didn't like what they saw. They're going to take a timeout here after the kick. Gives another chance to join Jason, Dan, Jimmy, Big T, and Jay Mill next Friday night. As we do before every Friday night lights, all the high school football games are going to begin. The pregame kickoff show starts at 6. That's going to give you pregame previews for all 9 of the games we're going to be carrying. Right here, we're Southern Iowa Sports Leader, Thunder Country, KIIC. You're listening to KIIC.6, streaming from your computer, your tablet, or your smartphone. We're going to have all your scores on one station, 96.7 KIIC, our website, KIICradio.com. 2:48 to go. We want to thank Gardner Collier Jewelry. Boy, I have a hard time with that one every week. Gardner Collier is the one to go to for the most brilliant diamonds, colorful gemstones. No one does fashion rings, dazzling bridal sets, or bracelets like Gardner Collier. They're the one to go to for all your jewelry needs. Located in Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa and Quincy Place Mall in Ottumwa. GMG coming off the sideline. Took a quick timeout after taking the kickoff. They're going to be taking the ball midfield. Two tight ends, two down backs. Take that back. We got one wide receiver far side of the field. Takes a snap, pitch left side. Oh, dodged a couple of tackles up past the first down. Jacob Bortel in on the tackle there. That's going to move the ball up close to the 43-yard line, North Mahaska. That's going to be a second and short for GMG Wolverines here. Ball, far side of the field, two wide receivers, short side, two backs. Now we're going to have a flag here. Looks like a delay of game on the offense. Took a little too much time to get that one off. That's going to stop the clock with 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Warhawks up 6-0 over GMG. It's going to back it up at second short. That's going to be about second and 6, ball on the 43-yard line. Ball still far side of the field, two backs, two wide receivers near side. Takes a snap, fakes the handoff, rolls out near side. Oh, he's playing the backfield. Pulled down, number 71, Keaton Van Wielden. Keaton pulled him down. That's a loss of almost 10 on the play. That's going to bring up a third and long for GMG. Nobody took the bite on the fake handoff. Number 14, Bridger Clausen, quarterback for GMG, rolled out that side, and Keaton found it. Keaton didn't bite on it, kept the edge contained. That's going to bring up a long third down, third and 18 to go. That's back into GMG territory, their own 40-yard line. Wide receivers both sides of the field, ball in the middle, two backs. Takes a snap, pitch right side. Wayne Willard up the field again, missed a couple tackles. Brought down, put down by about half the North Mahaska defense there. Brought the ball back up to the 50-yard line for GMG. Bo-Peter in on the stop. That's going to bring up a fourth down and about 8 here for GMG. Ball right at midfield. We're inside a minute here, first quarter. 6-0 Warhawks. Looks like a little bit of confusion here. GMG only had 10 men on the field. They're running an 11th one back out there. Punt formation for GMG. Ball midfield. Takes a snap. Kicks up. Two men deep for the Warhawks. Going to field at about the 10-yard line. Through his fingers, he picks it up, runs around left side, misses the tackle, comes near side. Run another tackle, stiffs on one. Going to be out of bounds up around the 20-yard line. Great return. He fielded down inside the 10. Number 81, Clay Gleason. I don't think that's right. 81 on the return? Okay, 81, Clay Gleason on the return. That's going to give North Mahaska the ball back, first and 10. Was a flag late. Looks like they're backing this one up. This is going to be a penalty on North Mahaska here.
check and see what the call is. Clock stop with 22.4 seconds here going in the first quarter. They're backing up back inside the 10. Just inside the 10. We'll call it the 9. That's going to give North Mahaska first and 10 to go. First and 10 on the on their own 9-yard line. Or huddle back around the goal line here. Richards is going to break the huddle here. We got 22.4 to go. First quarter, North Mahaska 6, GMG 0. Two backs, handoff, far side. Stopped the line of scrimmage, drove back for a loss of one. Looks like Stockdale on the carry there. That's going to be the end of the first quarter here. North Mahaska Warhawks 6, GMG 0. North Mahaska got it all put together on an interception, taking the ball at the GMG 40-yard line and taking it in about six plays for the score. So it gives us a chance here to thank our sponsors. American Cleaning, it's your certified expert cleaning company. If you find yourself in need of restoration work from fire, water, damage from flood or backup, including mold testing, American Cleaning is the one you need to call. Whatever you need clean, give Jim Miller a call at 641-660-8358. My name is Wendell Campbell. I'm your good neighbor State Farm agent out of Oskaloosa. I'm blessed to be able to bring you North Mahaska Warhawk football as we're flipping into the field here. I want to thank a lot of people for tuning in last week. A lot of positive comments off of our first broadcast, Friday Night Lights for the year. I want to thank KIIC Radio, Thunder Country, for having us. If you want to check out some of the other local scores, some of the other local games, we got nine games playing every Friday night. We're going to be bringing you action from Albia, Sheraton, Wing of Cordon, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, Davis County, Sigourney, Pekin, Indianola. And you can always tune in to us at KIIC.6 for the North Mahaska games as we're going to follow North Mahaska throughout the year. Next week, we're going to be making our way east over to Wayland as North Mahaska takes on Waco. That's on the 6th of September. A balmy 95 degrees tonight to start the game. We some really hot days here this week in Mahaska County in southern Iowa. Looks like the weather's going to be the same here for the holiday weekend. We thank you guys for tuning in to us. So we flip the field. It's going to be 2nd and 9 to go. Ball on the 9-yard line of North Mahaska. So we start the second quarter. North Mahaska up 6-0. I want to thank Tom Jenkinson for helping me out tonight. Tommy's keeping stats. He's the man with binoculars. He's helping me spot. We're going to have some halftime stats for you. This is our second time around, so we're doing our best to bring it to you live. And North Mahaska, two tight ends, three backs. Hand off to Stockdale straight up the middle. That's going to be enough for a first down up close to the 20-yard line. It's going to be close. I may have to measure this one. Looks like the spot of the ball just inside. They haven't determined it yet, but a great run by Stockdale. They're going to go ahead and wind the clock here. They're going to call a first down. First down, North Mahaska Warhawks. Up almost, we're going to call it the 19. First and 10 to go, 19-yard line. 11:44 to go here in the second quarter. 6-0, North Mahaska. Stockdale last week, the Warhawks rode Stockdale in the second quarter and into the second half. Came up a little short against Belle Plaine, but really got some things going late. Give some good confidence for what we're going here. Ball middle of the field, three backs, I formation. Takes a snap, another hand off to Stockdale, right side. Makes a spin in the secondary, moves back up, close to another first down. Great lead blocks. Stockdale taking the ball and running up. They are going to give him the first down. That's another. So if we can get 9.5, close to 10 yards every time Stockdale touches the ball, it's going to be a good night for the Warhawks. Fullback Rutledge on that one, getting him a great leading block, letting him get to that second level. You hear him calling in the pro game. You get up to that second level, make a play on a safety. Ball near side of the field here, moving left to right. I formation, three backs. Handoff's going to be to the up back here. He stopped at the line of scrimmage and driven back by the GMG defense. weren't fooled on that one. That's going to bring up second down. They're going to give him a half yard there. Ball right at the 30-yard line. North Mahaska's own 30-yard line, moving left to right here as you face your radio. 10:30 to go here in the second quarter. North Mahaska up 6-0. Second nine, ball in the 30. Ball near side of the field. Wide receiver near side. Slot receiver far side, two backs. Handoff. Oh, and he's been to the side. Oh, and Stockdale gets away from a defender. Gets up past the line of scrimmage. He's going to pick up five on the play. Stockdale was stopped 4 yards deep. Spun away from the GMG defender. Made it into the secondary. He's going to pick up positive yards. That's going to bring up third and five for North Mahaska. Ball's on the far side of the field. They're going to call it third and four. North Mahaska on their own 35-yard line. Inside 10 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Two tight ends set here for North Mahaska. Three backs, high formation. Takes a snap. Another handoff to Stockdale, right side. Makes a juke. We got a flag on the play. He makes it up close to the 40-yard line. They're going to stop the clock here on the flag. We have an illegal block. They're calling a chop block here on North Mahaska. That's going to back him up. That was a great pickup by Stockdale. Result, the 10-yard penalty is going to bring up third down and close to 15, call it 14. That's going to back him up to North Mahaska's own 25-yard line. Third down, 9:35 to go here in the second quarter. North Mahaska leading GMG 6-0. Richards breaks huddle here. Ball in the middle of the field, wide receiver near side, slot receiver far side. Two down backs. Man in motion coming near side. Richard's going to be back to pass. Ball's up in the air. That ball's going to be intercepted. He was hit as he threw. Intercepted by number 85 at GMG. And he's brought down the Warhawks 25-yard line. Number 85, Matt Smith for GMG, making the interception. Looked like Richards was hit right as he threw. He rolled out, had a defender in his face, thought he had an opportunity. We've got a GMG player here. They're going to stop the clock with 9:01 to go here in the second quarter. Going to pull the coaches out to check on him. Gives us another chance to thank our sponsors. I didn't get a chance to get through all of them. Slumberland, East Market and Grocery, they're in New Sharon. Cargo of New Sharon, Proline Building Company. They're out of New Sharon, one of our great sponsors, helping us put us on the air. Maple Ridge Assisted Living in Oskaloosa, our new sponsor for week number two of Friday Night Lights, Windstream. Windstream KIC has recently switched to Windstream for their business. A new bundle package included free guest internet and lower prices on those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value and lowest prices. Free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIC got by calling Danielle at 641-888-0134. Again, that's 641-888-0134, and get that specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all, so call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. GMG player is up, training staff helping him off the field. He's walking off under his own power. Looks like he's going to be okay. It gives us 9-1 to go here in the second quarter. GMG on the interception is going to take the ball deep in North Mahaska territory, first and 10 on the North Mahaska 22-yard line. Second quarter action, Friday Night Lights, KIIC.6. We're bringing it to you live, streaming on the internet, on your smartphone or your tablet. We thank you for joining us. I'm Wendell Campbell, your Good Neighbor agent from State Farm in Oskaloosa. GMG breaking huddle up to the line here. Ball's near side of the field. GMG moving right to left as you face your radio. Two wide receivers far side of the field. Two down backs. They're going to snap the ball with 9-1 to go here in the second quarter. And off to the running back. He runs near side. Flag on the play. He's driven out of bounds. Down near the 10-yard line. They're going to stop the clock. He did run out of bounds. It looked like it was Polpier coming in to make the finishing tackle on that one. Good blocks around the near side, making it up to the 10. But officials going to
going to discuss this one here. We got a holding penalty. Holding on GMG, that's going to back them up. That's going to bring them a first down and 20 to go from the North Mahaska 32-yard line. Good game by GMG on that play, but the holding penalty is going to back them up here. So I was talking a little earlier, here on the defense, we've got all five of these North Mahaska seniors, Legvold, Boonder, Kohler, Popier, and Richards playing on the defensive side of the ball. Rebuilding the tradition of the Warhawks mantra here this year. GMG's got the ball near side of the field. Wide receiver both sides, two down backs. Bringing it with 8:47 to go here in the second quarter. Ball snapped, head off left side. He's met in the backfield. That's two tackles. He's fished up by Popier. Boy, it seems like every play we call there, Popier somewhere around the ball. Two defenders met him in the backfield. He tried to escape. Popier finished him off. Got a loose two on the play. That's going to bring up second down and 22. Ball just outside the North Mahaska 35-yard line. North Mahaska defense here tonight is playing pretty well. Not giving GMG the benefit of the doubt. Ball near side, two wide receivers far side, two down backs for GMG. It's going to be going back for a pass. Looks like a little bubble screen in the works there. Ball is up for grabs. Looks like one of the blockers for GMG ended up coming down with it. Number four, Dylan Slingliff. 52 and 24. That's Popier and Hudnut in on the stop there. Kind of a busted play for GMG. Looked like they had a screen working. He threw it up for grabs, and one of the linemen back to the line of scrimmage. 3rd and 22. Ball in the 35 to go here. 7:34 to go in the second quarter. North Mahaska up 6-0 over GMG. Looks like we got officials timeout. One of the officials talking to the GMG huddle here. Not sure. It looked like there was some emotion starting to run a little high there on that play. They came down. Ball near side. Two wide receivers far side. Two down backs for GMG. Clausen getting ready to take the snap. Fumble on the snap. He's got a man on the flats. Complete pass up the 30-yard line, 35, down to the 20. It's going to be just beyond the original line of scrimmage. That's going to bring fourth down and close to 7. Chase Kohler out on the stop. Great play by GMG on the pass. Made a couple moves to come to the inside. Fourth down and 8 to go. Ball on the Warhawk 21-yard line. Inside 7 minutes to go here in the second quarter. GMG is going to line up for the field goal here. This is going to be close to a 37-yard field goal. Snaps up, kicks up. It's got the distance. Looks like it's through. Great kick. 38-yard field goal for GMG is going to put them on the board. North Mahaska 6, GMG 3. Number 3, Bryce Newcomb on the kick there. Had a good kick, just had enough distance, maybe a yard or two to spare on that. That's going to put GMG on the board. 6:43 to go, second quarter action, North Mahaska Warhawk football. Again, we want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank KIIC Radio. You're listening to KIIC.6 live stream on the internet. We want to thank Medigap Pharmacy. They're the pharmacists. They're knowledgeable, professional, and caring. The staff knows me, and they know what I need. They know my medications and my health care history, and they take time to answer my questions and know that they care. That's the Medigap Pharmacy in Oskaloosa. And we also want to thank Brian Seed Company. They're your Syngenta independent seed advisor located in Oskaloosa and is the distributor for the surrounding area with a full line of NKB beans and Golden Harvest corn. For more information, you want to call Kelly Bryan, 641-660-2251. That's Brian Seed Company. GMG is set to kick off. Their own 40-yard line. Going to be kicking from right to left here. Stockdale back deep for North Mahaska. At 6:43 to go here in the second quarter. Kicks up. Great kick by GMG. Stockdale's going to come out, field the ball about the 10, through his hands. He picks it up off the turf. Ducks a couple up past the 20, up almost to the 25, just past the 25-yard line. Stockdale tripped up. Somebody grabbed his shoelaces there. He could have definitely had a few more yards, but Stockdale fumbled the ball just a little bit on the catch and was able to make something out of nothing. That's going to give North Madison the ball. 6:34 to go here in the second quarter, up 6-0 over GMG. First and 10 on the 25. North Madison moving the ball pretty well there in the early part of the second quarter, but no points to show for it. Ball far side of the field, wide receiver near side, two down backs. Slide back, handoffs to Stockdale. Stockdale comes near, reverses his field, goes back. He's going to pick up about 5 on the play. Tackled by about half the GMG defense on that one. That's going to get us down about 6:15 to go here in the second quarter. Second five for North Mahaska up around the 30-yard line, their own 30-yard line. Second five. That's the 30 for North Mahaska. Richards breaking the huddle here. Two tight end set for the Warhawks. High formation. Handoff's going to be far side to Stockdale. Stockdale cuts up, picks up 3, back 4. Ball on the floor. Ball on the turf. North Mahaska is going to fall on a ball on the floor. I promise you by week 10, this will be much, much better. It's going to give them a third down and really close here. Third down and less than a yard for North Mahaska. Third and less than a yard for North Mahaska to pick up a first down up around their own 35-yard line. Two tight ends. Richard's going to take the snap. Richard's going to be pushed up. Well, quarterback sneak action up past the line of scrimmage. Looks like they're going to stop this one. He fell up past the 35-yard line, which would have been a first down. They're going to line it up here and take a look. They're going to take a measure. By the measure, that's going to give us a chance to thank some more of our sponsors. Again, you're listening to KIIC.6, North Mahaska Warhawk Football. I want to thank Boys U.S. Cellular. They're able to make you hello better. Boys U.S. Cellular is the company who puts the people first. They always have something for everyone. Stop in at one of their 4 locations today in southern Iowa, Albia, Grinnell, Newton, or New Sharon, and see what U.S. Cellular has to offer. Hello better with U.S. Cellular. At the measure, that is going to be a first down for North Mahaska. They're going to bring the chain out here to midfield. Having some issues with the chain. I also want to thank Slumberland Furniture. Don't miss the Labor Day sale at Oskaloosa Slumberland. The prices are hot and the savings are huge, up to 60% off the list price. Everything is on sale. Special buys like a Simmons Queen set for just $397. We're going to have living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and more. Hot deals all over the store. The Labor Day sale is happening right now. Shop Slumberland Furniture today. Located off Highway 23 South in the heart of Oskaloosa's Heartland Center. We're going to ask a first down here. Wide receiver near side. Richards takes the pass. As he goes back to throw, ball comes loose. Ball comes loose. A couple guys dive on it. Ball squirts around. Looks like North Mahaska is going to get back on the ball, but that's going to be all the way back to their own 15-yard line. Richards went back to pass, and he was hit right as he got ready to let the ball go. Fumble on the play, and that's going to bring up a second long for North Mahaska down to their own 15-yard line. They've got to get up to their own 45 for a first down. Ball on their own 16-yard line. Ball squirted away. A couple of North Mahaska offensive players tried jumping on. Part of GMG's defense. North Mahaska coming up. Second 30, they're calling it here. Ball middle of the field, wide receiver short side. The outside handoff. Cuts back, reverses field down, back up to the line of scrimmage. A whole lot of work for no yards. It's going to bring up third down here. Last week against Belle Plaine, the mistakes really hurt North Mahaska. Early in the first half, between penalties and turnovers, gave Belle Plaine the opportunity to score. They did come back here in the second half, but a little too late. Led to the 21-14 victory by Belle Plaine. North Mahaska looking to get their first win of 2013. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, KIIC.6. North Mahaska ball near side of the field. 4 wide receivers. Shotgun, man in motion, far side. Looks like they're going to get him for a delay of game here, a flag on the play. That's going to back him up 5 more. That's going to bring up a third and 35.
for North Mahaska. Just inside 4 minutes to go, North Mahaska up 6-3. Scoring drive there in the first quarter for North Mahaska to get on the board. GMG then took an interception, moved the ball about 10 yards, and kicked a field goal, 38-yard field goal from GMG. That puts us at 6-3. Third and 35 for North Mahaska, two tight ends. Stockwell to handoff up the middle, up past the 15, close to the 17. That's going to bring up fourth and long for North Mahaska with 3:20 to go here in the second quarter. It's going to give a timeout to GMG here with 3:18 to go. North Mahaska up 6-3. Again, I'm Wendell Campbell. I'm your good neighbor State Farm agent from Oskaloosa. Absolutely blessed to be bringing this to you with KIIC, our broadcast partner here tonight. Gives us a chance to thank East Market Grocery there in New Sharon. East Market Grocery is your hometown locally owned grocery store. They have full meat and deli department, a substation, lunch specials, homemade salads, a fire menu, heat and eat items, all for your convenience. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturday, 9 to 6, and Sunday, 10 to 3. GMG's timeout here with 3:18 to go in the second quarter. 6-3 Warhawks. They face a 4th and 27 to go. What started as a promising return on a kickoff, and then with the fumble, backed them way up, way inside their own 15-yard line. Also want to take a minute to thank Cargill and New Sharon. They have all your fertilizer and chemicals necessary for your farming operation. They carry corn and seed, beans by Monsanto, Mycogen, and Stein. And for more information, call 641-637-4050. Stop in today and visit with Cargill of New Sharon for all your pre-fall application and check out the prepay options. That's Cargill of New Sharon, 641-637-4050. North Mahaska, fourth down here, 3:18 to go second quarter. Warhawks up 6-3 over the GMG Wolverines. GMG is going to have two receivers back. I think they're going to line up for a kick here. Richard's going to take the snap, make the kick for North Mahaska. Richard set the button here. He's got the ball. Kicks up. Great kick by Richard. Driven back inside over the 40-yard line for GMG. Ball's fielded. Flag on the play here. Man, Jukes Jives comes near side of the field, up past midfield, back to the North Mahaska 47-yard line. But we do have a flag on the play. Spolstra and Boonder in on the stop. You have an illegal block on GMG on that. They're going to back that one up 10 yards inside where he made the catch. Great kick by Richards. Kicking from inside his own 10-yard line, up past midfield. With the penalty, that's going to net a little over 60 yards there on that play. That's going to pin GMG deep in their own territory with 3:04 to go here in the second quarter. Warhawks up 6-3 over the Wolverines. They're first and 10 ball on the 30-yard line for GMG. Wolverines break the huddle, wide receiver far side, two down backs, inside handoff. It's going to pick up two, close to three for GMG. Lanphier on the stop, wrapped his legs up, and then the rest of the defensive line helped bring him down. That's going to bring up a second and 6, ball on the 34-yard line of GMG. GMG taking the ball right to left here as you face your radio. Ball on this side of the field, two wide receivers far side, two backs for GMG. Takes a snap, rolls back, he's going to pass on the play, got a receiver open, catch up around the 45-yard line, he's brought down, 24, take it back, number 22, Spolster on the tackle, but not out. After he made the catch and picked up the first down, ball up past the 45, 46-yard line. It's going to bring it first down with 2:17 to go here for GMG. Clawson made a great throw on that. His receiver broke across the field, met him just at the right spot. GMG, ball middle of the field, two right receivers, far side, two down backs. Crossing under center. Takes a snap, ball on the floor, makes a pitch. He made the pitch almost from his knees. Loss of five on the play. Taking it back, lost close to seven. That's going to be second and 17. Dorf Mahaska made it upfield, made it tough for Cross to make the pitch, and by the time he did, his back was already on the ground. All North Mahaska had to do was fall on him. 1:33 to go here, second quarter action. North Mahaska Warhawks 6, GMG 3. GMG with the ball, second and 17, ball on their own 39-yard line. Ball near side of the field, two wide receivers far side. Hand off near side, caught in the backfield, wrapped up by two, three North Mahaska defenders. Spolstra was in on that. Ball was fumbled on the play. Didn't see that. Ball was fumbled on the play. Pull Peter fall on it. That's going to give North Mahaska a first down with 1:15 to go here in the second quarter. Did not see the ball come out. 1:15 to go. North Mahaska up 6-3. First and 10. Ball on the 38-yard line at GMG. It's going to be a great way to go into halftime here to throw a score up with 1:15 to go. Two tight end set, three backs down. Richards takes the snap, pitch far side. He makes it around the left side, up past the line of scrimmage. Stockdale's going to pick up one. We got a flag coming in late. Flag coming in from the defensive secondary's position. Stockdale, they're going to call that a hold on North Mahaska. That's going to back them up second 20, moving them back to the GMG 48-yard line. Seems like every time North Mahaska gets something to go their way tonight, we have a penalty or a turnover that pulls them right back. That's going to give us second 20, ball on the 48 of GMG. 1:08 to go here, second quarter action, North Mahaska 6, GMG 3. Ball middle of the field, two tight ends. Richards under center. High formation, three backs. Takes the handoff to Stockdale. Ball up in the air. Ball incomplete. Ball intended for number 8. Number 8's not on our not on our score sheets. Not showing a number 8. Pass broken up by Smith. Ball was a little high for the North Mahaska receiver. That's going to bring up. That's Wanders. Pass intended for Wanders. Not our score sheet, but we're going to have to remember that. So that's going to bring up second down. That's first and 20 after the holding penalty. Four wide think we're back with you here. 4 seconds ago here, second quarter, North Mahaska up 6-3 over GMG. A few technical difficulties that we had to move through there. Catch you back up on a couple of things. North Mahaska has the ball deep in GMG territory after a personal foul, face mask penalty on GMG. Has the ball well down inside the 30-yard line. On that, with just inside a minute to go, North Mahaska through the interception. 30 seconds to go, we had a 7-yard pass picked off by GMG. Ran back up past midfield. GMG with just inside 16 seconds to go, ran a little hook and ladder play here near side of the field. That brings the ball down to the North Mahaska 15-yard line for GMG. We got 4 seconds to go. North Mahaska has just taken a timeout. I appreciate you. Appreciate everybody sticking with us as we kind of figure out this is our second week. Streaming live on KIICradio.com. You're listening to KIIC.6, North Mahaska football. 4 seconds to go here in the second quarter. North Mahaska up 6-3. Then a quarter, a half of football where North Mahaska scored early. Looked like they were going to be able to kind of run away from GMG a little bit, but every time they get something going, either a penalty or a turnover seems to pull them straight back. So GMG is going to line up. The same kicker hit a 38-yard field goal beginning of the second quarter for GMG. This is 23 Vaughn getting ready to kick. Number 15, Petty getting ready to hold. Snaps out, the ball's down. The kick's up. Great kick. Great kick by Vaughn as the quarter runs out. With 4 seconds left, that's going to tie us up 6-6. The clock runs out to zero here at halftime. We got about 15 minutes. We're going to run some stats for you. We're going to come back. We're going to come back here with about 5 minutes to go in halftime. We'll go over the rerun the first half. Give you some of the important stuff. That gives us 6-6 here. Going into halftime, North Mahaska, GMG Wolverines. This is Wendell Campbell, your good neighbor State Farm agent from Oskaloosa. We're back with your third quarter action. North Mahaska Warhawks. Not sure if we had you on. We've got a minute left to go here in the third quarter. North Mahaska got the ball inside the 20 on the 15. Stockdale going to run left side. Going to pick up 5, maybe 6 on the first down. If you're with us, what you missed in the third quarter, GMG took the ball in the opening drive in the third quarter, down for a score. Soon kickoff, North Mahaska fumbled the ball, then got the ball back, and then on the ensuing punt, after that possession, GMG went 55 yards for the score. North Mahaska on the GMG end of the field. Stockton taking it around off the right side, and got 17 seconds to go here in the third quarter. That gives us Wolverines 20, North Mahaska 6. It's going to be first and goal to go from the 3 for North Mahaska. Well, actually, they're taking the ball here, and that's a personal foul penalty on the Wolverines. They had good position on the return by Rutledge. Richards is going to take the snap to the quarterback sneak off the right side. It's going to get us close, but I don't think they got it in there. It's going to be second goal to go from inside the 2 down to the 1. That's going to wrap up the third quarter here from Garland, Iowa, GMG Wolverines 20, North Mahaska Warhawks 6. Give us a chance to thank some more of our sponsors, Cronin Antiques, Progressive New Sharing, Gardner Collier Jewelry there in Oskaloosa and Latema, American Clean. Whatever you need clean, give Jim Miller a call at 641-660-8358. Medigap Pharmacy there in Oskaloosa. They're knowledgeable, professional, and caring. The Medigap staff knows me, and they know exactly what I need. They know my medications and my health care history, and they take time to answer my questions, and I know they care. That's Medigap Pharmacy in Oskaloosa. Lion Feed Company, Boyd U.S. Cellular, Hello Better with Boyd U.S. Cellular. Slumber Inn Furniture, their Labor Day sale is going on right now. Stop in and see the special buys like the Simmons Queen set for just $3.97. Got living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and more. Hot deals all over the store. You got East Market Grocery, they're in New Sharon. Cargo in New Sharon and Proline Building Company. We've got a new sponsor here this week, Windstream. give Dan Yatta a call over at Windstream today, 641-888-0134. And Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care in Oskaloosa. I'm your good neighbor, State Farm agent, Wendell Campbell from Oskaloosa. We're bringing you North Mahaska Warhawks football. Starting the fourth quarter, tough third quarter for North Mahaska there. The Wolverines took a drive in for a score, and then they turned the punt 55 yards all the way to pay dirt, putting us at the 20-6. And we're ready to start action here in the fourth quarter. Wolverines took the kickoff, took this last kickoff, took it 50, up to the 50-yard line. And North Mahaska with a steady dose of stagger on the run, a personal foul penalty by GMG. They're going to get second goal for the Warhawks inside the one, and second goal to go for North Mahaska. I'm getting ready to start the fourth quarter here. Switching into the field, North Mahaska moving right to left as we face it. Two tight ends, three down backs. Takes it. Hang off to Stockdale. Stockdale going to run off right side. Stockdale in for the touchdown at 11:55 to go. Touchdown, North Mahaska. Stockdale takes it off the right side. That's what North Mahaska needed to start this quarter here. They had a tough third quarter, need to shake that off and see if we can score some points like we did in the fourth quarter last week against Belle Plaine. 11:55 to go here. Richards has got it in the huddle. Going to see if they're going to go for two here. They're going to line up like they're going to go for two. Same set here. Two tight ends, three down backs. Richards is under center. Richards pitch left. Stockdale. Stockdale's going to go left. Well, for Stockdale, he's in for the two-point conversion. He found his lead blocker all the way in there. Longers and Rattles leading into the end zone. That's going to be 20-14 with 11:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. Going to break in action gives us a chance to thank some of our sponsors. Again, you're listening to KIIC by 6 on your smartphone, your tablet, or your PC. If you know grandma and grandpa, cousins, brothers, anybody around the world that would love to listen to North Mahaska Warhawk football, they can tune in from the free app on the Apple iTunes store or the Google Android store. Also log on to KIICradio.com, select KIIC by 6 as your feed. We're going to be... I got to tell you, me and Tom Jenkinson's helping me out tonight, spot and do some stats. Do some stats for me. Next week we're going to hopefully have him a headset and a microphone so he can tell us what's on his brain. We are looking for a good nickname for Tommy, though, so you can text, you can call, you can log on, find me at Wendell Campbell State Farm on Facebook. We suggest a vote over by next week. We'll make a decision. We're going to put it up for a vote. We may do a poll and see if we can find Tommy a name. Doug Mahaska going to kick off here. Kick off right to left. Number 75, Parker Davis, going to be kicking here. Davis up. Kick is up. Taken by GMG along the 20-yard line. That's the 30, 35. Up to the 40-yard line. Just short of 40 yard line. They're going to give them first. That's going to give the Wolverines first and 10, about the 38. Then Oxford went on the stop. We do have an North Mahaska player down on the field. They're going to stop the clock here. 1:39 to go. Wolverines up 20-14. North Mahaska taking the first snap of the fourth quarter here. 1 yard in to pay dirt. Stockdale on the run right, and then two-point conversion, Stockdale to the near side. Training staff's going to take a look at the Dallas Warhawk defender here. Give us a chance to thank some more of our sponsors. American Clean, it's your certified expert cleaning company. If you find yourself in need of restoration work for fire, water, damage, repair, or backup, including mold testing, American Clean is where you need to call. Call Jim Miller today, 641-660-8358. We want to thank Brian Seed Company. Brian Seed Company is your Syngenta Independent Seed Evaluator, located in Oskaloosa as a distributor for the surrounding area. With a full line of NK beans and Golden Harvest corn. For more information, call Kelly Bryan, 641-660-2551. Training staff still down on the field in front of the North Mahaska defenders there on the kick. Looked like he was holding an arm near to him. that think Birds U.S. Cellular is very bad. Birds U.S. Cellular is the company that puts the people first. They always have something for everyone. Stop at one of their four locations today, Albia, Grinnell, Newton, or New Sharon, and see what U.S. Cellular has to offer. Hello, better with Birds U.S. Cellular. Further down on that was Newport, Andy Newport. He did not move a little slow, but he's up on his own power, and he's making his way over to the other sideline. Good to see. Hate to see somebody go down and get hurt, but he's back up. He's going to put the North Mahaska Warhawk defense back on the field here. 1:49 to go in the fourth quarter. North Mahaska down 20-14. Going to remind you, after the show tonight, join us for the locker room show at the White Buffalo live in Albia, immediately following our action right here on KIIC. We'll talk to the coaches from all over Southern Iowa about their games, and right here at Southern Iowa Sports Leader KIIC Friday Night Lights. Iowa scores, Wind Fishing, 96.7 Thunder Country, KIIC. Log on to KIIC.com from your computer, your smartphone, or your tablet. 1:49 to go. Wolverines come line of scrimmage. 1st and 10 from the from the 1:37. Receivers both sides. Clawson takes the snap, pitch near side. He's around up. Ryan's going to take the pitch there. Up past the 40, close to the 45-yard line, the Wolverines. That's going to make up a second short. Hope you're in on the stop. Got another North Mahaska defender down. Second down and 2 here for the Wolverines. Winter gets up on his own. They're a little slow to get up, but he's up on his own. He's making his way to the other side of the field. Hibler a little slow to get up. It looks like he's moving off under his own power. Going to be okay. So they bring up a 2nd and 2 for the Wolverines. 11:32 to go. Wolverines up 20-14. Ball on the run, 46-yard line. Going to wind the clock here and get this done. 11:30 to go. Ball on the 46. 2nd and 2 for the Wolverines. Clawson breaks huddle. Ball's on the near side. Wide receivers out far side. Two backs behind him. Clawson, a little tough on the transfer there. He's had trouble tonight to give that ball a handoff to the running back. Here coming near side. Let it back up close to the line of scrimmage. Maybe lost that half a yard. Hopey to bringing him down. That's going to bring up a 3rd down. 3rd down and 2. They are going to give him the line of scrimmage. So 3rd down and 2 here for the Wolverines. 10:55 to go. Wolverines leading 20-14 in the fourth quarter. Down near side, 2 wide receivers far side. 2 backs behind Clawson here for the Wolverines. The snap near side. Turned off middle at the line of scrimmage. Pulled down. He gets away. Going to be up close to the 50-yard line. Going to have enough for the 1st down for the Wolverines. That's going to give the Wolverines about inside North Mahaska territory, down up to the 49. 10:34 to go. Fourth quarter action. North Mahaska Warhawk football on KIIC.6. Friday Night Lights 2013. You're listening to game number 2. Clawson breaks huddle. Ball on the near side of the field here. Wolverines moving left to right. 2 receivers far side. 2 backs. Man in motion coming near side. Clawson pitches out far side. He's running the backfield. Gets away from the defender. He cuts back up to midfield. Going to pick up 5. Flag on the play, though. North Mahaska defender had his jersey. 2nd down. They must have picked the flag up on that. They're going to let this one go. So it brings up 2nd and 5. Down the North Mahaska 44 with 9:52 to go here in the fourth quarter. 2nd half action, North Mahaska Warhawk football. Ball on the far side of the field. 2 receivers near side. 2 backs behind Clawson. Clawson takes the snap. And after the running back forward. Far side, he makes a cut up. He's going to go for a big gain here up to the 30-yard line, not for the 1st down, inside the 30, down about the 29. First down Wolverines. 9:31 to go here in the fourth quarter. Down to the 27, inside the 30 for North Mahaska, or for the Wolverines. North Mahaska stacked the opposite side of the ball, and they ran it right past them. First and 10 to go, ball on the 27, 9:31 to go here in the fourth quarter. Wolverines leading North Mahaska 20-14. Clawson under center, two backs behind him, draws back, hands off far side. Right at the line of scrimmage, she gets away, picks up a couple. That's going to bring up a second down for the Wolverines. Mortel in on the stop. So we have a second down and six, maybe seven. On the 24. We're going to give them three on that. So bring in second and six. Coming down inside 9 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Ball on the far side of the field. Receiver on the far side. Two down backs. Two receivers far side. Nobody here on the right side of the field. Hand us up the middle. Went off left side, picks up a couple, three. Going to be short of the first down, though. Kohler with the stop there. Showing up a third and two for the Wolverines with 8:30 to go in the fourth quarter. Going down to the North Mahaska 20-yard line for the Wolverines. Third down to go. Big third down stop here for North Mahaska. Ball on the far side of the field. Two receivers near side, two backs behind Clawson. Clawson takes the snap. Hand off left side. He's met in the backfield. He's going to be tackled for a loss there. Ben Reardon in on the stop there. Ben Reardon met him in the hole, driving backwards. Lost a couple. That's going to bring him a fourth and about five. Ball back close to the 25-yard line for the Wolverines. 7:37 to go here in the fourth quarter. We're really going to take the time out to talk about it here. 7:35 to go in the fourth quarter. GMG leading 20-14 over North Mahaska. Gives us a chance to thank some of our sponsors. Thank Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care in Oskaloosa. And as we turn the pages of our lives and all experienced times when we need a little extra help. Maple Ridge and Oskaloosa, we've created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in comfortable home-like settings. They offer a variety of amenities to assist in your care or that of your loved one. And with around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. That's Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care in Oskaloosa. We want to thank our new sponsor here this week in week two of Friday Night Lights, Windstream. Windstream for Business, KIIC, has recently switched to Windstream for Business and was able to bundle a new package that included free guest internet and lower prices than commonly advertised for Windstream. The Windstream for Business account rep is Dan Yow. You can contact her directly, 641-888-0134. And it's not available in our area, so call Dan Yow today, 641-888-0134. 7:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. North Mahaska down 20-14. Fourth down. Wolverine's going to line up for a field goal here. Snaps down. Kick is up. Looks like it's a little left. Wide left on the kick. After hitting two early field goals, Wolverine's had a tough kick in the last two. This one wide right from this near hash, and now this one wide left from that side of the field. It gives a 7:38 to go here in the fourth quarter. Wolverines up 20-14. They give North Mahaska the ball right at their own 20-yard line. Last time we had the ball with us, we took it in for a score. So it's time for North Mahaska and Richards to take this team in. Need a score to tie it up. Here off to the near side of Stockton. Stockton's going to run off left tackle, not get a whole lot there. They're going to lose about a yard and a half to 2 yards. That's going to be a second down and 12. Ball at the 18 of North Mahaska. Second 12 to go with 7 minutes coming down to 7 minutes here in the fourth quarter. Richards under center. Richards pitch right side to Stockdale. Stockdale fires his blockers, comes up the right side. Going to get a copy on the play. It's going to bring up third down, third and long for North Mahaskett. We're not sure how to hold on a record tonight in there. Third and close to 10, about 9.5 is what they're showing for the ball is placed. So, third and long with 6:38 to go here in the fourth quarter for North Mahaskett. That's far side of the field. Receiver far side, two down backs. Richards is going to take the snap, ball up toward the line of scrimmage. Looked like a little bubble screen that was broken up there pretty quickly. A lot of defenders in the backfield for GMG as they broke up that play. That move back up to the line of scrimmage with five incomplete. That's going to bring up a fourth and 10. Ball on North Haskins on 20-yard line with 6:20 to go here in the first quarter. Here's the KIC Thunder Country, KIC.6. You're streaming live Friday Night Lights feed for North Mahaska football. Richard's going to take a step back here just inside his 10-yard line. Snap is up. Richard's just the kick off the side of his foot. That was going to lay it about the North Mahaska 40. Step up and out of bounds. We're still going to spot it here. They're going to spot it at the North Mahaska 41-yard line. So that's going to bring up the first and 10 for the Wolverines with 6:12 to go. Gives us a chance to think hard of Nutrien with all your fertilizer and chemical necessary for your farming operations. You carry corn and seed beans by Monsanto, Mycogen, and Stein. For more information, call 641-637-4050. Stop in and visit with Cargo and Nutrien for all your pre-fall applications and check out their prepaid options. It's going to give a first and 10 to GMG with 6:12 to go. Ball on the North Mahaska 41-yard line. Moving left to right as you face your radio. Two tight ends, two backs. Pitch is going to be to the near side. Makes a move around to the flats. Turns up field. Going to pick up 5, 6, close to 7. They're going to get him 7 on the carry. That's going to bring up a second 3. Spencer on the stop. They're going to get him 2nd and 2 with 5:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Listen to the second half action of North Mahaska Warhawk football, KIIC.6, Friday Night Lights 2013. Ball's near side, two receivers to our side, two backs behind Klassen. Klassen takes the snap, hand off to the running back. He's going to run off right tackle here. He's going to get it close to the first down. Picked up close to 2. I'm not sure if he's going to have enough for the first down. Lanford kind of caught him first. We're going to see where they line up here if they're going to move the change or not. Now it's going to make up a big third down play here for North Mahaska. So they're going to bring it in for a measurement. What we do, that's going to be a chance to thank East Market Grocery there in New Sharon. The East Market Grocery is your hometown locally owned grocery store with a full meat and dollar department, substation, lunch specials, homemade salads, and a fire menu. Also, heat and eat items for all for your convenience. They're available Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturday, 9 to 6, and Sunday, 10 to 3. Going to be short on the second down play. That's going to make up a big third down at about a half a yard. Not even that. Third down about a foot here from the Wolverines to play the first down. We got 5:22 to go here in the fourth quarter. Third and short, 5:22, Wolverines up 20-14. Be a big stop for North Mahaska here if they can get the ball back. Wolverines come down near side of the field. Wolverines come to the line of scrimmage here. Klassen under center. Two receivers come side of the field, two backs behind him. Klassen, head out to the area, near side. He comes on the right side. He picks up 5. It's run out of bounds. Down, making a first down for the Wolverines. He's trying to find a 7 to go here in the fourth quarter. Down took the handoff out and around the left side. Ben Dossler ran the score. I'm sorry, Ben Dossler ran the stop along with Williams for the Warhawks. So after the scooters, our Spider and I, we were invited for the press box, and we got up there, and it was about 110 degrees, so we decided to stay out on the bleachers. So it takes us a little bit, but it's going to be the first time in Wolverines. Crossing under center, he's going to hand off right side. Hand off to the up back. He's going to pick up about 5 on the play, bring up second and 5 for the Wolverines with inside 5 minutes to go. Gleason in on the stop. Somebody's down to 4:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Wolverines up 20-14. Second and 3 for the Wolverines. Picked up 7 on the play. Need a big stop here for the Warhawks. Turnover. Interception fumble. Anything get the ball going back the other way. Crossing under center near side. Man in motion. Pitches out the left side for Vaughn. Vaughn's got to cut back up. Hey, back to the line of scrimmage. He's going to pick up one, maybe. Fisher on that. Not Vaughn. Fisher took the pitch there. He'll go ahead on the stop. They'll go on Spolster on the stop, but it is going to be enough for the first half of the Wolverines. That was going to be inside the 10-yard line, so that's going to give them goal to go here. Four and eight to go here in the fourth quarter. Wolverines up 20-14. They're short first down, but they're showing third and short. Not sure if the handoff left side of the Wolverines, but by the entire defensive line of the Warhawks. Well, we were given the first down inside the 10. So that's going to be first and goal to go for the Wolverines down about the 5-yard line. Marking just outside the 5, close to the 6. So first and goal to go with 3:49 for the Wolverines. Wolverines leading 20-14. North Nahaska needing a big stop here. Somehow with the ball loose, get the ball back and run it the other way. Crossing up under center. Two receivers far side, two backs behind Crossing. Crossing hands it off to the running back. He's met at the line of scrimmage. Pull back, he's going to lose about a yard and a half, 2 yards on that play. Landry on the stop. It's going to lead up a second and 10 with 3:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. They had North Nebraska down 20-14 to the Wolverines. Second goal to go with the ball on the 8. Right on the near side of the field here. Wide receiver far side for Klassen. Wide receiver both sides. Klassen's going to go in the center. Two backs behind him. Ball on the ground. North Nebraska. Klassen fell on top of him, but then North Nebraska fell on two defenders fell on top of him right away. Wolverines retaining possession, but that's going to bring up third down. 3 minutes and go to go from just outside the 10, close to the 11. This will be a big stop here for North Nebraska if they can stop it here. 3 minutes and go to go from the 11-yard line from the Wolverines. That was more of a feeling. I think Wolverine's going to take a minute to talk about this. Time on GMG. We're going to talk about it with third and goal to go from the 11. 2:06 to go here in the fourth quarter. North Nebraska down 14-20. Should say the other way. North Nebraska behind GMG 20-14. I'm your good neighbor, Steve Helmage, and Wendell Campbell out of Oskaloosa. We're calling you North Nebraska Warhawk football here on KIIC.6. We thank you for following along with us Friday night, live here 2013. I'm sure by the time this is all said and done for me and Tom here by week 10, hopefully it's not still 84 degrees by week 10. Trying to go with the weather we've had here this week. It's been challenging, but we've got some relief on the way coming first part of next week. We hope everybody listening out there is planning on having a great and safe Labor Day weekend. Heat's supposed to break around Monday. Like to have a little bit of rain before harvest starts here, but Then week 10, Friday Night Lights, KIIC by 6. You're listening to Athabasca Football. We're going to be in Wayland next weekend for the Smith Mahaska takes on Waco High School out of Wayland. We'll be coming to you going live about 6:45, 6:50. First snap around 7 o'clock. We're going to be bringing all the 10 North Mahaska football games. That's the morning, so we hope to make the playoffs. And we're following as far as we need to. We're really going to come to the line here, 3rd and 11, goal to go with 2:06 to go in the fourth. Man in motion, far side. Clawson pitches out left side. Vaughn's brought at the line of scrimmage and knocked down the far side. He picked up about a yard back to the 10-yard line, and that's going to bring up fourth down. Kohler in on the stop there for North Mahaska. GMG is going to take another timeout with 1:48 to go. As I was saying, anybody that's listening to us out there, if you've got a grandma, grandpa, brother, sister, anybody out there that wants to listen to North Mahaska football, log on to KIICradio.com or download the free app on your smartphone or tablet. We're going to be following the Warhawks all season. This is week 2. Kind of a heartbreaking loss in week 1 to Belle Plaine, but it sure made it interesting late. Warhawks came back, scored in the fourth quarter to make it interesting, but just ran out of time by the time they got some things moving. So, scored early tonight, and then Wolverines had scored 29 unanswered points, and Stockton put North Mahaska back on the board early in the fourth quarter. Actually, took the first half of the fourth quarter, went 2 yards for a score, and then the two-point conversion to make it 20-14. Minute 48 to go, the Wolverines got a 4th and 10 on their own 10. 4th and goal to go for the Wolverines here. Looks like they're going to go for it. They're not lining up for a field goal, even though the kicker for the Wolverines has made a 38 and a 31-yard kick tonight. They're all lining up on the far side of the field. Steps in, kicks up, down, no good, down wide left. Well, Vaughn started out high, hit two, which by high school football standards, two long field goals early in the game, and he's been cold here in the second half. Vaughn wide left, that's going to give North Mahaska the buyback with 1:44 to go here in the fourth quarter, down 20-14, needing a score and at least an extra point to go up on GMG. This is where last week with Bud Flame, North Mahaska was able to spread it out. 4 wide receivers ran down the field. I forget who it is, either 6 or 7 plays, was able to score very quickly. We'll see what Coach Elden and the Warhawks have for this. Richards ran the 2-minute drill very effectively. Looks like they're coming out in their 2-minute offense. 4 wide receivers. Richards and shotgun. Richards is going to take the snap shotgun, pitch it right side. They're at the right side, going to pick up 5, 6. Dragging GMG defenders with him. Stockville with a big carry back to the far side. He's going to pick up 5, close to 6. We're down inside a minute 30, minute 27 to go here in the fourth quarter for the Warhawks. That's going to bring up a 2nd and 5 from the 15-yard line for North Mahaska. Hurry up here, 4 wide receivers. Quick pass out. What a ball through the hands of Kohler. He had him there. Kohler was ready. The defender came up. That is going to stop the clock, though. That's going to give it a 3rd down and 5 to go. Ball on the 25-yard line of North Mahaska with a minute 11 to go here in the fourth quarter. Richards is going to get him back in the huddle. We're going to break. 4 wide receivers south for North Mahaska. 1 back. Stockdale standing next to Richards. Shotgun formation here. Richards is going to take it. He's got a man open across the middle. Oh, right through the hands of the GMG defender. Defender for Wanders. Wanders cutting. The pass is a little in front of Wanders from Richards. That's going to be a 4th down and 5 here for North Mahaska with a minute 6 to go here in the fourth quarter. North Mahaska is going to take a timeout to talk about it here. That gives us a chance to thank some of the people who are making this possible. Crowley Antiques, one of our great sponsors. That's where you're going to find the greatest selection of unusual antiques here in Iowa. Something old arriving every day. And if they don't have it when they're Australia, they're going to find it for you. So Colorado Antiques on Main Street in New Sharon, Iowa is where you need to go. We also have the Griffs of New Sharon, Brian Seed Company, Boys U.S. Cellular, Hello Better with Boys U.S. Cellular. Slenderland and Furniture, they've got their Labor Day sale going on here this weekend. Come check out special buys like the Simmons Queen Set for just $397. Those hot items and savings are huge, up to 60% off of the list price. North Nebraska coming out here, 4th and 5, minute 6 to go, 4th quarter. 4 wide receivers for Richards. Stogs here back next to Richard in the backfield. Shotgun formation here. Big play for North Nebraska with a minute 6 to go here in the 4th quarter. Richards takes a snap, low back. Got him in, up around the first down marker. Makes the reception, we're going to see the mark. Looks like he's just passed, they're going to move the chains. First down, inside a minute, 59.6 to go for the Warhawks. Warhawks are going to come back out. Four receivers, Stogs here to the right of Richards. Richards takes it, he's going to drop back. Steps up, got a pass. Makes the reception of the first down, we got a flag in on the play as well. Looks like the defender came up, Wander's making the catch. The defender made a hit on him while he was on the ground. We'll check and see if there's going to be a personal foul here, being a defenseless receiver. I'm not sure. I know that's something big in the professional game that they're focusing on. And he went down to his knees to make the catch as the defender came in and hit him in the back. They're going to call pass interference here. So pass interference call on GMG, the Wolverines. They'll do a special deal with 50 seconds to go here for North Nebraska. Result of the play was a first down. He made the catch. Wander's making the catch for a first down. But the pass interference was going to give some better field position here for the Warhawks. We have 50.6 to go in the fourth quarter. Warhawks 14, Wolverines 20. Richards is going to take him back into the huddle here with the clock stopped after the penalty. Fourth quarter, 50.6 seconds to go. North Nebraska, two receivers near side, one receiver on the side, far side. Slot receiver goes in motion. Stacked to the back next to Richards. Richards is going to line up and throw here. He's got a receiver open. Oh, just out of the reach. Intended for Kohler on that. Richards wound up, and he gave it all he had. He had Kohler there. Kohler raised out for it, and just beyond the fingertips of Kohler. Could have made that catch. He'd have been down inside the 30, close to the 25-yard line of the Wolverines. Going to be a 2nd-10 with 42 seconds to go here for North Nebraska. Incomplete pass, we're going to stack the clock. Wolverines up 20-14. Exciting action here in the fourth quarter. North Nebraska scored on the opening play of the fourth quarter here. Started out hot in the first half. Bay in motion, four receivers, about three receivers near side. Richards in the backfield, he's got a defender. Oh, through the hands, and look at the catch, up past the first down. That was through the hands of the Wolverine defender. Kohler making the catch up past the first down marker. That ball was all but picked off through the hands of the defender and then right in the Kohler's chest. He caught it and fell down. First down, 10 to go, down to 34. Richards is going to spike the ball here to stop the clock. With 30.5 to go. Wolverines up 20-14. Kohler was just in the, I think Kohler was in, he was going for it. He didn't see the defender. The defender stepped in, got both hands on him, but straight through and right to Kohler's chest. He fell down and first down on the Wolverine end of the field here for the Warhawks. 30.5 to go. Exciting game here. Garland, GMG High School, the Wolverines, the Warhawks. 30.5 seconds ball on the Wolverine, 33rd, 2nd-10 to go. Richards is in the shotgun, four receiver set for North Nebraska. Stockton to his right. Richards takes the snap, rolls back, gives a little hand, follows the air, and the ball is knocked down by a Wolverine defender. That's going to leave us with 22.4 to go here in the fourth quarter. Richards rolled out, steps up, but I already ran into him. I think Cole was the intended receiver on that. Now back on the 44, third down now. 3-10, 22-24 to go, fourth quarter action. Four receivers set for North Nebraska. Two receivers both sides. Shotgun, Richards going to roll back. Screen to Stockdale. Stockdale makes the ball. Gets met by the line of scrimmage. Upended. He's going to pick up seven. North Nebraska is going to take their final timeout here. He's going to be short of the first down. That's going to be fourth down and about three. 12:36 to go here in the fourth quarter. Four receivers. North Nebraska, the line left the defenders through. A little bubble screen out to the starter on the right side. He cut it back upfield, picked up seven. That's going to leave us fourth and three. Ball on the Wolverine 36-yard line. You're listening to some pretty wild Friday night action here. North Nebraska Warhawks, GMG Wolverines. You're listening to KIIC about 6. Live streaming on the internet, out on the airwaves. Streaming to your smartphone or your tablet. Or your PC. Grandma, grandpa, brothers, aunts, and uncles, and cousins can listen anywhere in the world through your free KIIC Thunder Country app. Please just be sure and choose KIIC about 6 for the North Nebraska feed on Friday nights. But the only station in the area is going to be bringing the 6. Count them. Take that back, 6. We're going to be bringing 9. Count them, 9 high school football games on Friday night. And after the game, we're going to be live from the live Buffalo lobby as we wrap them up. We're going to talk to the coaches. We're going to go over the scores. We're going to be here every week following North Nebraska football. North Nebraska come out. Four receivers here. Shotgun for Richards. 12:36 to go. Flag on this one before he got started. Looks like a legal procedure. Looks like one of the receivers here on the near side was covering up the tight end, or he just wasn't in the right spot. So they're going to whistle him back for a 5-yard penalty. Still fourth down. It's going to be 4th and 8 now. 12:36 to go for the Warhawks. Going to have to first priority pick up the first down. They maybe take a shot at the end zone, but it's not going to leave much time for him here. Four receivers. Richard takes the ball back. Ball's up for Kohler. Ball's got the incomplete. Ball thrown just a little short for Kohler, too. Two Wolverine defenders in on the play. That's gonna turn the ball over on down to the Wolverines with 4.9 to play. Taylor was in behind the defenders, but the ball was thrown just a little short by Richards. They took over on their own 15-yard line and to move it up to the 41 to have a chance at. They're shooting for the end zone here, so. 4.9 during the fourth quarter. Wolverine's going to line up the little victory formation here, I would think. Crawford's going to take a snap, take a knee. But the puck runs out. That's actually right here in Darwin, Iowa. GMG Wolverine's 20, North Nebraska 14. North Nebraska started the scoring off early. The Wolverines come back with 2 field goals in the first half. With 2 touchdowns here in the second half to take the win, 20-14. We should join us here after the show, live from the White Buffalo and Albia. Immediately as we're getting over here, right here on KIC, we're going to wrap up all the Southern Iowa High School football scores. Right here on your Sports Center, KIC, Friday Night Lights, all the scores, one station, 96.7. As I told you earlier, we're going to be bringing every Friday night 9 games, including your North Nebraska Warhawks football game. You're going to be hearing games in Albia, Sheraton, Wayne Corden, Edina, Blakesburg, Fremont, Davis County, Sigourney, Peak, and Indianola. All from one station, KIIC Thunder Country. All the scores, one station. Again, we're going to sign off here from Rowan, Iowa. Final score, Wolverines 20, Warhawks 14. We're up to... With the endless allegiance get here from the Warhawks next Friday night as we travel to Wayland, we're going to take on Waco High School. Me and Tommy will be bringing it to you, and we're hoping to have Tommy a headset and a microphone so we can share part of what's going on. But I want to thank all our sponsors. I want to thank North Nebraska for letting us sign. I want to thank KAIC, Thunder Country, for putting us on. Wendell Campbell State Farm, Oskaloosa. I'm your big neighbor agent. Colorado Antiques in New Sharon, McGriff's in New Sharon, Gardner Collier Jewelry in Oskaloosa and Ottumwa. American Cleaning, Jim Miller there in Oskaloosa. Medigap Pharmacy there in Oskaloosa. Brian Seed Company, Boyd's U.S. Cellular with four locations, Albia, Grinnell, Newton, and New Sharon. Slumberland Furniture in Oskaloosa. They're having their Lumber Day sale here this weekend. Labor Day sale in Oskaloosa. Slumberland up to 60% off list price. Simmons Quintet for $3.97. East Market Grocery in New Sharon. Cargill in New Sharon. Proline Building Company. Maple Ridge for the Assisted Living and Memory Care in Oskaloosa. And we want to thank Windstream, our new sponsor here for week two of Friday Night Lights. We thank you for listening to us. We look forward to bringing it to you next week for Wayland. Again, we're looking for a nickname for Tommy, so you can either email me, find me at Wendell Campbell State Farm on Facebook, insureoski.com if you're just looking through the interwebs. Send us your witty suggestion for Tommy's nickname. But hope you've enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you. Kiss your mom and hug your kids, and we'll see you next week.